1928, South Africa adopted its first national flag. It consisted of a past version of the flag of the Netherlands, combined with miniature flags representing the different colonies that came together to form South Africa. When apartheid ended and Nelson Mandela became the president in the 90s, South Africa got a new flag. The old flag became a symbol of the apartheid regime and its oppression of black people. But until just last week, the old apartheid era flag was flying above Kuma's Centennial Park, part of the Avenue of Flags, in honour of all of the immigrants who came to Kuma to build the snowy scheme. For Dr. Finex Nudzlovu, it's an emotive topic, and he joins us now to talk about it. Dr. Nudzlovu is from the School of Humanities at the University of New England. Hi, Finex.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I am really well, and thanks for joining us to put some context around this this issue for us. Tell us why it's such a personal and emotional issue for you.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Yeah, I'll speak as an academic, otherwise I'll go too emotional, because it's really an emotional story for most people like myself. So my grandfather was born in Natal. It was Natal at the time, which was a province in South Africa. So today it's called KwaZulu-Natal. So I've got strong roots there. And we need to understand that the context is this apartheid, which kicked in 1948 and ended with the advent of democracy in 1994, was one of the most evil political systems ever devised in modern history. That is the context. Apartheid and the apartheid flag, to the majority of people in South Africa at the time and today, especially black people, it represented four things. That's what apartheid represents. The first one is genocide. The second is slavery. The third is colonialism. And the fourth is racism. These are the things that the apartheid flag represented to the majority people of South Africa. So it's not something then that has to be celebrated today, considering that apartheid has come to an end. And that's where the emotion comes from, because it represented all those kinds of things. To say it's offensive, I think offensive is an understatement. To keep flying the flag is an understatement. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from, yes.
Is it going to say too far to say that it was regarded as a hate symbol?
It was. In fact, I'll give you an example just to illustrate this, a parallel example. We know today, in many countries around the world, including here in Australia, the swastika, which is a Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler's symbol for the Jewish Holocaust. No, it was part of the national flag at the time in Germany under Hitler. It's not acceptable to fly or display the swastika in public places in many countries around the world today because of what it represents. It is associated with hate and genocide, more specifically the Jewish Holocaust, right? So why should the apartheid flag be an exception when in fact it's associated with all things similar to the Jewish Holocaust that happened from the 1920s onwards?
Was it well known that the apartheid era flag was flying above Kuma, or did you only learn about it on the news that it had been removed last week?
To be honest, Simon, I wasn't aware, and I was shocked to imagine that in a country such as Australia, we still do have a public place where the apartheid flag is flown. Until you sent me the invite yesterday, I wasn't aware. I didn't even know about that. So it's a shock to me, and I would imagine it's a shock to many other people, really, who know the deep and hateful history of apartheid and how it affected, you know, previous generations and current generations. We still have current generations of African people, South African people, black South African people that are still suffering from the after effects of apartheid. So I wasn't aware, really. It's a shock to me, yeah.
Now, the council has changed its position now and removed the flag after some consultation with the South African High Commission, I understand. But up until last week, the council and the mayor was arguing at least that, you know, we can learn from history, but we can't change history, and that the flag was a historical reminder of the time and the countries that that sent people to Australia post-World War II to contribute to our community. Is there some relevance to that argument, do you think, or is it trumped by the fact that it, of what it represents?
Well, I mean, history is history, Simon, and to your listeners, history is history, and we cannot erase history, right? But the bottom line is, there is a way of how to preserve our history. Like in South Africa, we do have the Apartheid Museum in Johannesburg. So everything to do with apartheid, all the relics of apartheid, all the symbols and so on, all the things associated with that time are there preserved nicely in the museum for the purposes of the future, so that similar things never occur in the future. So what I would say then to those people that are arguing that this is part of our history, I'm saying I totally agree with you. It's part of the history of humankind that occurred, but there is a place for that flag. It needs to be nicely folded, taken away, and put in a museum or some other. It's part of our archive. It has to be archived somewhere, not in the public. Because when you are putting it in the public domain, what essentially you are saying is you are still celebrating the values that that flag represents. Because flags are not random things. They symbolize, they are symbols of something. They symbolize, you know, just like, you know, a nation. They symbolize an ideal. They symbolize aspirations. So what aspirations would the apartheid era flag still be symbolizing when it's flown this day and age, when apartheid has come to an end, all right? So it means essentially, you know, indirectly, you are somewhat celebrating the dirty history, the dirty past that is associated with that flag. And yet it has to go in the archives. I'm not saying burn the flag, just burn it down. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is it doesn't belong there. It belongs somewhere in the museum.
Should this be the end of it, the council quietly removing the flag and replacing it with the contemporary South African flag? Or would you like to hear more from the council about this?
Well, you see, this is not just about the council, Simon, because the council consists of people that are elected. They are elected representative of a community. And I think what is required, I read in the news, the link you sent me yesterday, Sisonke Msimanga from Perth, she's from South Africa. She said an important point, really, that we need to have a conversation that is aimed at informing, because most people may not be familiar and aware of what apartheid was about and so on. So just removing the flag and taking it away doesn't mark the end of the story, because we have people who are still least informed. So there are people who are uninformed, and they need to know more as to why has it been removed. So there has to be a conversation within the community to inform about the history of the flag and why it had to be taken away. You know, so just removing it and then that's the end of the story, I don't think it makes perfect sense to me. The right thing would be to have a conversation, you know, because sometimes, you know, things keep happening because we have this attitude of political correctness, the hush kind of a thing. Oh, we can't talk about that anymore, and so on and so on. But honest conversations are the only way to resolving past injustices, continuing hurt and pain that is still ongoing among people. We can only resolve those through honest conversations. So I would say to the Kuma Shire Council and other people, even wider Australian society, really, we need to talk about these things, have some very frank and honest conversations, you know, in order to resolve not just this issue about apartheid. I mean, in this country, you know, Simon, we have lots of things to do with how the indigenous people still continue to feel the hurt and pain of colonization. It's part of that broader conversation about how to deal with the after effects of genocide, slavery, colonialism, racism. So this might be an opportunity for a broader and much wider conversation for the Australian society, really, to talk about how do we deal with past injustices? How do we bring about closure? How do we bring about healing? How do we bring about the community together? Because that flag stands there. It was divisive in a sense, you know, in the sense that people are celebrating its presence, and yet there are other people who are still hurting as a consequence of what that flag symbolizes.
Yes, well, the 1990s, it's all very recent. And Dr. Fines Nuzlovu, I can hear the emotion in your voice. It's all very understandable. And thank you so much for being so good at articulating the background to that. And to finish on a, I guess, a slightly more positive note, the modern South African flag, adopted in April 1994, the year that democracy came to South Africa, leading to President Nelson Mandela's tenure there. It's a beautiful flag of red and blue and green and gold and black and white. What does that represent to you?
Yes, it unifies, because those colors, the diverse colors that you find on that flag, each color has speaks to something about our values, something about unity, you know. You would recall Nelson Mandela popularized this statement that, in fact, it was in the Freedom Charter of 1955, that the post-apartheid South Africa that we envisioned was one that would be a home for all, that it belongs to all. And this new flag that we have today, the South African flag we have today, it brings together everybody. Because in those colors, you still have the colors of people who were on the side of apartheid. They are part of the bigger formation of present-day South Africa, you know, democratic South Africa. So it's a unifying flag. It's a symbol of togetherness, of unity, of a common vision for everybody, you know, brings everyone together, no longer based on the color bar, you know, the divide and conquer kind of a thing, where people are segregated based on their skin color, on their ethnicity, on their language, on their tribe, and so on. That flag doesn't represent that anymore. It brings everybody together. And I would celebrate seeing it flying together with the other 29 flags in Kuma. That would be great. And I think Council would have done the right thing, really, in doing that, because apartheid is in the past.
Finex, wonderful to talk to you, and we'll see if we can keep the conversation going this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Simon. It's a pleasure to speak to this. Thank you, and thanks to your listeners as well.
What a great...